إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون، Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has clarified in His book the high and lofty status of the Messenger of Allah and the great obligation to hold fast to His sunnah, to His laws and legal ways, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in every major and minor affair. But He mentioned in His book, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, that indeed you have in the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best example and role model. The best example and role model in all aspects of life. And this is because he is the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He received revelation from the Lord of the worlds, guidance and light, and beneficial knowledge, clarifying the good way from the evil way, and that which is upright and wholesome from that which is foul and wicked, clarifying that which is truth and noble and upright and good from that which is falsehood and evil and lowly and foul. The guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best of all guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He praised His Prophet in His book in a number of ayat, in a number of ayat in the noble Quran, and from that, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, and indeed you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, or upon a high and lofty status of manners and conduct. Indeed you, O noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are on a high and lofty level of manners, conduct and etiquette. It has been narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma that he mentioned in the explanation of this verse, أي على دين عظيم, meaning he's upon a tremendous and a great and amazing religion, way of life and methodology. The entire religion is manners and etiquettes. And the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the clarification of that. Manners and etiquettes to abide by. Some of them are obligatory and some of them are recommended. To abide by, to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. It has been narrated by Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullahu ta'ala that he mentioned, وَهُوَ آدَابُ الْقُرْآنِ, and this lofty and noble manners that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was upon, he said, meaning the manners and etiquettes of the Qur'an. The manners and the etiquettes of the Qur'an. In Sahih Muslim, our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, she was asked about the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she said, do you read the Qur'an? كَانَ خُلُقُ نَبِيِّ اللَّهِ الْقُرْآنِ. Indeed, the manners, the etiquettes of the Prophet of Allah was the Qur'an. meaning that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to comply to the commandments that were found in the book of Allah, and he would likewise abide by them in public and in private, seeking the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. And also he would avoid and stay away from every prohibition and everything that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this manner, his manners, his etiquettes were the Quran. By putting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sincere application, purifying the intention for the sake of Allah, striving to make the actions in accordance to the pleasure of Allah, and avoid everything that would earn the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kana khuluqu nabi ilahi al-Qur'an. The manners of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Qur'an. The greatest of all manners, the manners of al-ikhlas, and making the intention, sincerity and purity wholehearted for the sake of Allah, and seeking the reward and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and attaching the heart with love and truth and honesty and sincere devotion and hope and reliance and dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And likewise, making all of the deeds sincerely and purely according to the legislation that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which He had revealed, the sunnah and the laws and legal ways. So this is from the best and the greatest of all manners found in the noble Quran, holding fast to al-ikhlas wal-mutaba'ah, inwardly and outwardly, sincerely and wholeheartedly. Checking one's soul, checking one's tongue, checking one's eyes, checking one's heart, his creed and his emotions for the sake of Allah, seeking the pleasure of Allah, the best and greatest of all manners, making the deen purely and sincerely for the sake of Allah. But likewise, if we look into the tahara and the ablution and the purification, ghusl janaba, the purification, the minor and the major, there are manners and etiquettes in order for these actions to be performed and accepted. There's manners and etiquettes for these actions to be performed properly and accepted, and for them to be complete and perfect. And likewise, in the affair of the salah from the beginning to the end, adabun rafi'atun aliyah, high and lofty noble manners, the manners and the etiquettes of performing the salah properly for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, the manners of giving charity and performing that in the best manner, the manners related to establishing the fast of Ramadan and the non-obligatory fast, great manners and etiquettes in order for a believer to truly worship Allah sincerely, inwardly and outwardly, and a manner pleasing when he must abide by this law and legislation, by the etiquettes and the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, in performing the pilgrimage, many etiquettes, great etiquettes and manners, one he must discipline himself and abide by in order for the pilgrimage and for the umrah to be accepted. And likewise, in the affairs of life, using the restroom, akramukum Allah, and having sexual intercourse with one's spouse, there's guidance and light from the Lord of the worlds. Guidance and light, etiquettes and manners, adab rafi'a aliyah, adabun shar'iyya, legislative manners that a believer he must learn and abide by. That a believer, he must learn and abide by in every aspect of his life, and getting married and getting divorced. And whenever there's problems and there's discourse in the home, there's manners and etiquettes to abide by. And whenever there's issues in the markets, buying and trading, there's etiquettes and manners to abide by. In every aspect of life, there's guidance and light, insight, great detail, etiquettes and manners to abide by. For this reason, it has been collected by Imam Ahmed from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ صَارِحَ الْأَخْلَاقِ, that I was only sent as a prophet and messenger in order to perfect the upright and noble manners. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came with guidance and light, and the best of that is the proper creed and belief, beginning with the affairs of the heart, to make it sincerity and purity for the sake of Allah. And يَكُونَ دِينُ لِلَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, that the religion, meaning all of the actions, inwardly and outwardly, will be sincerity for the sake of Allah, and according to the legislation and law of Allah. And from that likewise, dealing with the rest of the affairs of life, great etiquettes and manners, legislative etiquettes and manners that were revealed to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from above the heavens, from the Lord of the worlds. Those who learn these etiquettes, and they are sincere and wholehearted in that, and they take the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a role model, absolutely they will be from the best of mankind, because they're holding fast to the etiquettes and the methodology and the way of the best of mankind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has encouraged in many narrations the great obligation of seeking knowledge. طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim. We have to seek knowledge and learn these etiquettes and manners. Seek knowledge and learn these etiquettes and manners, the etiquettes and the manners of the heart first and foremost, how to be sincere, how to be truthful, how to be honest in our worship and our devotion and servitude to the Lord of the worlds, to our Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to be sincere in our shahada that we bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we hold fast to his way, and we prefer his way over the ways of our customs and our cultures and our people and that which we were grown up upon, if it's contrary to his way. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Because indeed you have in the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best role model. There's no one better than him. The creation, he's the best of it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Mustafa. He was selected and chosen and sent to the best nations in the end of time with the best guidance and the best of all revelation, the seal of prophets and messengers. Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Qurashi al-Hashimi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you learn his word, you will be upright. And if you oppose him, you will be humiliated in this life and the hereafter. Wa kutiba as-saghar ala man khalafa amri. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned from disobeying him or turning away from his guidance. And those who turn away from his guidance, they will be humiliated in this life and the hereafter. And those who learn his guidance, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sincerely and wholeheartedly, then they will be raised just as he is raised. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they'll be raised just as he is raised. The more we learn about him, the more we love him. The more we learn about his way, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the more sincere we are in that, and the more we strive against our souls to implement that and to prefer that way over the ways of our people, the higher we will reach, the higher status we will have with our Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of the pathways to Jannah and the ways to the pleasure of Allah, they're closed and blocked except for the way of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has come with guidance and light, manners and etiquettes, great manners and etiquettes, a great methodology and way of life, creed, the best and the purest of all creed, a methodology and way, ways of worship, servitude and devotion, the greatest and the best of all ways, the greatest and the best of all ways, the ways of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, from the lofty manners that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ordered by his Lord in the noble Quran to abide by, specifically with dealing with the people, is in the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. خذ العفو أيها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. O Prophet, خذ العفو, show forgiveness, show pardon, be easy with the people, don't burden them to do things that they're not able to do, accept the good that they have with them and deal with people according to their circumstance and situation. And the people, they're not all on one level, they're not all on one understanding, they do not all have the same temperament. Some of them are kind and gentle and nice and courteous, and some of them are harsh and rude, and some of them are mean. Some of them are very generous and they give and they give, and others they're stingy, and others they love to help others, and others they do not like to help anyone but themselves. And the life's like this. So when you deal with them, you deal with them accordingly, and you don't try them with things that they're not able to bear, and you accept the good that they have, and whatever they present from good, you accept that, alhamdulillah. And if they make an excuse or if they make a mistake and they seek forgiveness, then you show them forgiveness. If they seek pardon, then you show them pardon and you accept their excuses. And if they apologize, you accept their apologies. This was from the greatest thing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was upon and dealing with the people. Allah, he ordered his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's an order for us to follow him in this. خذ العفو, show forgiveness. Be easy with the people. Don't make it hard. Don't make it difficult. Make it easy with them and accept the good that they have. And if there are mistakes or errors or shortcomings, وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ, and you order the good. You enjoin the good on the people, but when you enjoin the good on the people, you do it in a good manner. Enjoining the good is an obligation and a great sacred right and from the means of establishing the religion. But enjoining the good, it must be in a good manner. Many people, they want to enjoin the good, but they do it in a bad way. And they make a bad situation worse. And they make something hot, hotter, and more severe. because they do not know how to handle the situation. Because they do not know how to handle the situation. And likewise, whenever those people are around who do not know how to handle situations, from the foolish and the ignorant and the dumb-minded and those who are short-tempered and the likes, وَأَعْدِلْ أَنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ, and turn away from the foolish. O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, show pardon, show forgiveness, be easy with the people, command and enjoin that which is upright and good, and turn away from the foolish. Turn away from the ignorant. Don't argue with the ignorant, debate with the foolish. Don't scream with those who scream, and yell with those who yell. And those who come out of character, don't come out of character with them. Rather, you deal with the people for the sake of Allah, seeking the pleasure of Allah. Khudh al-afwa. What more bil urf wa a'rid an al-jahilin. If we learn the manners and the etiquettes of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and we strive to abide by them, we'll have goodness in our life. This is guidance and light from the Lord of the worlds. Guidance and light from the Lord of the worlds. The best role model is in the life and the biography of the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It has been narrated by Anas, mutafiqun alayhi, from the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's in the house of one of his wives. He's in the house of one of his wives, and another wife sent a servant with a bowl of food. And whenever the wife whom he's in her house sees that this bowl of food is coming from another woman, she became jealous and she became heated and she slapped it out of the hand of the servant until the bowl fell on the ground and split in two. And the food went all over the floor. And no doubt this is a bad situation, and it could become worse if it's not handled properly. But the methodology and the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he knows that women, they have jealousy. They know that sometimes the devil will suggest to the women and cause this heat and this ghayra to rile up in their hearts. And sometimes they may lose control and they're not able to handle that properly. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his own two noble hands, he picked up the bowl and put them together and he began to put the food back in. And then he ordered for the one who broke the bowl to go get a new bowl from hers and to give it to the other one. And he ordered the good and he enjoined that which is upright, and the rights and justice was established at the same time that occurred in the best manner without making things worse. If one of us were to be in this situation, maybe he would yell at her or call her names or curse at her, or even some of them, وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ, some of those weak and lowly individuals, they would strike her. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ, from the cowards, they will strike his wife over a situation like this or even something even lighter than that. But the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was patient, he was forbearing, he showed pardon, and he knows the situation. And then after doing this, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, غَارَتْ أُمُّكُمْ, your mother became jealous, making an excuse for her and at the same time establishing the scales of balance and justice in the affair and dealing with the issue in the best manner. Dealing with the issue in the best manner. Likewise, in Bukhari and Muslim, from the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, some filthy Jews came into the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, Assalamu alaykum. He said, may death be upon you. Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, for him to have, I understood what they're saying. They're saying, may death be upon you. But they're trying to pretend like they're saying, may peace be upon you. Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, I understood what they're saying. And I said to them, wa alaykum assalamu wa la'na. She said, may death and the curse of Allah be upon you. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, mahlan ya Aisha, mahlan ya Aisha, slow down, take it easy, O Aisha. And then she says, did you not hear what they said? And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did you not hear what I said? He said in response, wa alaykum. Wa alaykum, meaning these people, they're Jews. They're known for killing the prophets and messengers and fighting them to death. What do you expect from them? Anything better than that? So this is something that's known from them. So we're not going to become riled up and deal with them in the manner that they deal with us and cause the situation to become worse. Where they will respond like that. You say death upon us, wa alaykum, and death upon you too. And death upon you too. In this manner like this. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned a beautiful principle in this affair. And he told his noble wife, Aisha radiallahu anha, in this situation, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ رِفْقَ فِي الْأَمْرِ كُلِّهِ, that indeed Allah, he loves gentleness in every affair. And that indeed Allah, he loves gentleness and courtesy in every affair. If a person is not careful, his desires will overcome him and he will say that which he regrets, and he'll do something that will destroy his own household and his own family instead of building them and raising them and cultivating them because of a lack of patience and a lack of striving against one's soul to speak and to move for the sake of Allah. He will belittle his own wife or belittle his own children, or she'll belittle her own husband, or she'll belittle her own children in their own home. Likewise, it's been narrated by Anas radiallahu anhu that he said, I served the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. وَمَا قَالَ لِي أُفٌّ قَطْ, and he never said to me one time, uff. He never said to me one time, oof, why didn't you do this? Why did you do that? And he confessed in the narration saying, and I didn't always do what I was supposed to do. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's patient and forbearing with a young boy who is serving in his home, not even from his immediate family. How do you think he dealt with his family? And he's the one who said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khayrukum, khayrukum li ahli, wa ana khayrukum li ahli, that the best of you is the best of you to his family. I'm the best of you to my family. I'm the best of you to my family. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's so kind. He's so merciful. Bil mu'mineen ra'ufu rahim. With the believers especially, so kind and so merciful. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another man, Muawiyah ibn Hakim, one time he's speaking in the middle of the prayer, speaking out loud, and the companions are beating their legs, telling him to be quiet, trying to get him to be silent. And whenever he's finished, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him and he taught him in the best manner. He said, wallahi ma kaharani wa ma zajarani wa ma dharabani. He said, wallahi, he didn't talk bad to me. He didn't curse me out. He didn't hit me. He just told me this prayer is not proper for that. This is the recitation of the Quran. The recitation of the Quran and praising Allah azza wa jal. You can't say anything from the words of the people while you're in the salah. And then that man, after that, he became from the best of the companions, following his way, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, wallahi, ma ra'aytu mu'alliman qablahu wa la ba'dahu ahsana ta'liman minhu. He said, I swear by Allah, I never seen a teacher better than him, not before him nor after him in teaching. He was the best teacher, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He would handle situations in the best manner, with guidance in life, because he has a good intention. He's seeking the pleasure of Allah to rectify affairs, not to destroy them or to take revenge for one's own soul in a life like this. Rather, he's hoping good for the people, hoping to rectify the people, hoping to teach the people and to cultivate them. And the one who has this beautiful intention, many times he'll be given success to overcome his desires and whims, and to deal with situations in the best manner. And to deal with situations in the best manner, especially in the home, especially with the family. So many problems occur in our households because of a lack of patience and forbearance and a lack of knowledge, because of ignorance of the way of the best of mankind, the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these are great principles. Khud al-afu, wa amur bil-urf, wa a'rid an al-jahileen. Show forgiveness, show mercy, show kindness. And be easy with the people. Don't make it hard on them, and accept their excuses. Whenever they apologize, you accept their apologies. And whenever they apologize, you accept their apologies without going into details and without asking why, and to going into minute and intricate details. And the likes like this. This is not from the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But at the same time, he will order the good. But sometimes a person at the time of the situation, at the heat of the moment, that may not be the best time to order the good. At that time, maybe it's best to overlook that affair and then wait till the situation calms down and cools down, and then to address it, and then to take care of it, and then to handle it, and then to guide, and then to direct, and then to advise, and then to admonish. Whenever a person's mind comes back together, whenever the heat of the moment is gone, and whenever the anger settles down, using wisdom and handling the affairs and disposing and governing the household. And governing the household, wa'arid an al-jahileen, and turn away from the ignorant people. Don't act ignorant with those who are ignorant, and do not act foolish with those who are foolish. Allahumma hadina ilayka siratan mustaqima. Allahumma hadina ilayka siratan mustaqima. Allahumma hadina ilayka siratan mustaqima. Allahumma kfil al-muslimina wal-muslimat wal-mu'minina wal-mu'minat al-ahya'i minhum wal-amwat. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.